Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
What a miracle worker. Mudinda, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I am doing fine. Thanks for asking.
Lovely, lovely. Thank you so much. You know, my mind, man, my mind is, do you know what a mind block is? I wanted to say weaving reeds earlier, and I ended up saying weaving. I didn't finish that. I didn't finish it.
You were very close.
I was very close. I wanted to say weaving reeds, and I don't know what happened. Are you well?
I am well. Thank you very much.
Fantabulous, fantabulous. We're talking about hearing God's voice, which is an important part of any Christian's relationship. Now, we've been talking to your colleagues over the past 2 weeks or so, giving us different topics, et cetera, et cetera, basically in raising our children. And so today we speak to you. Now, God's voice, hearing God, and, you know, hearing God's voice in the raising of the children. Please tell us about this and why it's important to learn to identify God's voice.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you very much for the question. As you have said, it's extremely important. Everybody.
Oh, Budinda.
When they're about to say, yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, well, I just lost you there a bit. I think maybe the network. Yeah, please go ahead.
Okay. I was saying thank you very much for the question. I think whenever we want to do something, when we have a very important task in our hands, we always want to get some assistance. Even when criminals want to go and commit crimes, they go and pay visits to other people to assist them and give them protection. Mm-hmm. Now, when we are given such a solemn task of raising children, we ought to find some assistance to be able to achieve such a task with eternal consequence. And that's where hearing God's voice becomes critical in parenting. So it's all about learning to tune your ears so that you can hear, because God says, my sheep know my voice. So you need to tune your ears to be able to hear God so that he can instruct you on exactly what you need to do to ensure that the child that he has borrowed you is actually taught the right thing so that they achieve the purpose that God has put in their life. So, yeah, it's a very, very, very deep and important subject.
Yeah, I want us to get to the nitty-gritty or the practicality of it, Mudinda. Now, here's a parent having kids, and they are raising these kids, and of course, you know, this is a Christian parent, and you know, knows that training up a child will help because they will not depart from the word once they are old. Now, where does God's voice come in? What are some instances where you would actually say, okay, in this instance, I want to hear what God says?
Absolutely. Thank you for the question. First, I'd like to say you have to watch the episode to get the answer.
Okay.
But maybe I'll give you a little bit.
All right. Go ahead.
God speak. Yeah, I'll just give maybe one pointer. I think God speaks through his word. He speaks through providence. He speaks also through nature. But I was reading a quotation the other day in testimonies where Mother White was saying that if we could understand that the word of God is not just simply a written word, but it's a spoken word. It's God directly speaking to us. And so when we look at the word of God, we're actually in the audience. It's like a speaker from heaven, and God is speaking to our ears. Mm-hmm. So, and she says, if we had that appreciation of looking at the scriptures in that way, mm-hmm. would be able to discover exactly the direct, have that direct contact with God and hear exactly what he wants and what his statutes are. And so in a practical sense, hearing God's voice, let me give an example. I have a daughter, and there was I think my wife was on call that day, and I was left alone with the child. and the child was making noise and just going out of control. And I did not know what to do. And I know that I need to train the child and work on the character, look at the issue of obedience. But she's losing it in a way that is, it was overwhelming. And at that moment, I decided to pray and ask God, Lord, here's this situation before me. What should I do? And the Lord was able to speak to me through the Holy Spirit to make me realize that the child has got, is dealing with these heavy emotions, and I need to find a way to comfort her in that scenario first before I can instruct her on what I should do. And that is exactly what I did, and I was able to solve the situation that we had. And I discussed with my wife, and she said, yeah, you know, I was actually reading about this, and I realized that at that moment in need, that the simple act of praying and listening for God to give me instructions was able to assist me in a practical sense on how I can deal with the tantrum that the child was throwing at that particular moment. So it's a practical thing. Hearing God's voice, it's not a distance thing where you have to do exegesis and go deep. No, you can actually go from moment to moment relying on God's word to tell you what you should do when it comes to raising your child.
Beautiful. Now, when these children get a little bit older, where they're able to comprehend, now they come to church, they've been on the adventurer class, and now they are pathfinders, but early teens, and they tell you, Daddy, yes, I hear what you're saying, but God said I should do this. And I'm thinking now Samuel, case in point, in Scripture.
Yes.
Now, what does a parent do now? Because God speaks to you, it also speaks to the child. And maybe the message is not even the same. What then?
Oh, praise God. Thank you for that question. You see, we serve a God who's not confused, and a God who's very clear. And that is why it's so important that you watch the episode, because as parents, as we learn to hear God's voice, one of the things that we're learning is to hear God's distinctive voice and not any other voice. And it's a skill that we as Christians should learn, but also a skill that we should teach our children from a young age, that they should learn how they can first, one, identify which voice is the voice of God. And then from there, they're able to practice the obedience to actually follow that very voice that is speaking to them, that very instruction that is written so clearly in the Bible and SOP and so forth. So you need to watch the episode so that you can have a clearer sense of exactly how you as a parent, one, can hear God's voice and teach your children how to hear God's voice so that you don't have that problem when they grow old and and they're saying, no, the voice of God is saying this, the voice of God is saying that. No, that's not the voice of God. And we can all be sure that we are being led by the true voice of God that is leading us all to the promised land.
Beautiful. I like that, but very important. You're saying it's very important that we teach our children to hear, you know, God speak, to be able to be attuned, you know, their spiritual antennas, you know, at a young age. So but before I let you go, what age would you say would be appropriate to start teaching our children to hear and to recognize God's voice?
I think as soon as possible. My baby girl is 2. She can't even speak, but already a devotional life is part of our lifestyle. Everything that she does, we are already teaching her to pray. Before we sleep, she must pray. Before we eat, she must pray. And oftentimes when I take walks with her, we always pray, and I say, look, let's pray and thank God for the nature that he has given us. And oftentimes she's the one who's Papa, and you know, in the baby language, let us pray, and she starts praying, says amen, and I also join in, and then she calls me to pray also. So from as young as possible, hearing God's voice must be taught, because there are other voices that are competing for that child's attention, and they start even prenatally. So as soon as we can, the skill of hearing God's voice must be the fundamental lesson, the first thing that we try to teach our children, because that's what they will need as much as we need it now.
Beautiful, beautiful. Mudinda, when is the next episode coming? Yeah.
The next episode will premiere on Friday, 6:30 on YouTube. So please make sure just type Weaving Reads and you'll see the podcast there. We look forward to having your viewers tune in and be blessed.
Beautiful.
Your listeners. Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. And ukurebuwa mudinda ngamanda.
Oh, but you speak the language of heaven.
No, ndikuamba ngamanda. Bamsana.
Hi, wonderful, wonderful. You are ready to be translated. You're part of the 144,000.
Ndau ya duda. Thank you so much.
Oh, wonderful.
Lovely. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.